Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here we go. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Tolo saying what's up there at the break. Gentleman just said, tell Lucius he needs to come out here to the ballpark, say hi.
Yeah,
that's we'll take that under advisement and put the request in, you know, get Lucius. I don't know. We had him out there to the cold beers and cheeseburgers a couple times.
That was fun. And we, I think the last time when Lucius did come out, that's when we had Ross.
That was the Ross time.
That was the Ross meltdown.
Oh, that's right. Lipinski.
Lucius just kind of shaking his head like, I don't know about
that. It did deliver radio gold. And by the way, that cold beer and cheeseburger burger rub that we got that day.
Not bad.
Maybe the best take-home burger rub I've ever used on my home burgers. Okay,
love some meat church, but that's a quality rub.
Yeah, really is. Okay, here's Woolchuck with our proper round tripper, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
There's a lot of confusion over this anniversary. Okay, I saw May 14th. Yeah. Circling yesterday with his roogie punch. I guess it's today. I guess it's the bleeping 15th.
We sure about that?
Time is relative, Woolchuck. Time is relative.
If Jared says it, then I'm going to believe it, all right? I think Jared is my Rangers baseball
source of record. Did he call you out for it?
No, he didn't call me out for it. Jared's much too busy to be toloing and listening to our show.
He would only call me and Eric out. He would never call you out.
Yeah, because we're South African Jewish brethren. He knows better.
I wasn't going to go there, but I thought you guys were just coworkers.
Co-workers and brothers, members of the tribe together.
That's right.
But Jared will not hesitate to call me out, Gavin. Don't
well,
worry.
I mean, he wouldn't call you out because your baseball takes are better than mine. You know, let me just say that. Let me acknowledge that.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. But yesterday was not a good day for me in terms of messing up that date. I'm taking a big fat L on that one. Brian, you shut up over there, all right?
I tried to tell you, but you were like...
You didn't try to tell me a damn thing.
You were very insistent.
I was, and I apologize. I am so, so sorry. So, so sorry for that. But today was the punch heard around the world. We're not going to relive it. We did that yesterday.
Sure we did.
I don't want to do that again. But thank you, Rugi, for everything that you provided for us that day.
You know what was amazing is how the hell Batista just slid through it that hard? What did you expect?
He's an idiot.
You deserve to get punched for that.
But what I did want to do is it is the Astros in town. And I stress the ass in Astros.
Yeah.
If we were to get a moment where, you know, I don't know who it might be, just sliding
sure
into second
here?
Base. Like, maybe it's Jose Altuve. I don't know. Maybe it's Yandy Diaz. He's got a punchable face. Mauricio Dubon. Which Ranger do we think would be able to give the most Rugi like,
I mean.
Like, do we think Simeon sliding into second could really cold cock someone?
Oh, I mean, I think he could cold cock someone, absolutely.
Smitty? Josh Smith?
It's just so hard to tell until you see somebody in action who has the combination of instincts and aggression, right?
I'm kind of...
Josh Young?
I'm kind of leaning, Wyatt Langford.
Well, see, Wyatt's going to be in left field. That's going to be a tough one for him. We're going to have that. That's going to have to be like benches have cleared.
Okay, I get what
benches
you're...
have cleared, and now Wyatt's going to have to hit somebody. But I'm with you. So, I'd take him, but like this is probably an infielder.
Burger, bro.
Hey, Burger at first base.
Well, check. I'd like to circle back on something real quick, if I could.
All right.
All it did was take a simple Google search.
Yeah, I did. And the video said May 14th.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. When it, you know, you could just simple Google search.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'd like to think.
I need to get better at using the Googles. I'm not good at it. Yeah. I need to do better, Brian.
I would pay attention more if I were you.
I need to pay attention more.
I'm guessing he's horseback right now.
Just kicking me while I'm down over here, this guy.
Who, Rugi?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably riding a horse somewhere. Yeah. He is.
I'm going to go.
Horse with no name.
I'm going to go with this is actually
the first part of
a play
the
at first base.
Uh-huh.
Where the runner's trying to dive back, and Jock Peterson is coming to play first base in emergency work.
Yeah.
And there's something about his attitude and his I don't give a crap that just makes me think he's going to let those hands go if the situation calls for it.
I like this. And 469, it doesn't matter that Altuve is not in the infield anymore. Altuve in this case would be running the bases as an offensive player.
How do people try and ruin your story?
And then Josh Jung is popping him at third base as he tries to get in. I don't know. We got these know-it-all tryhards sometimes.
Oh, you're wrong about
don't
that.
Don't piss me
Chuck.
Off, 469. I already took the L when it came to the damn Rougned Odor anniversary. You ain't getting me with this Altuve doesn't play infield anymore.
I'm actually surprised that we didn't get inundated with Ranger fan texts yesterday about how wrong you were because they love to dunk
they
on
do,
us.
They do. But it just goes to show you just how crazy this date is. Nobody knows when the hell it is.
You were very convincing yesterday, even though I didn't think you were right.
Well, you thought it was even like in April, Brian.
The bottom line is I tried to warn you,
you didn't.
That it wasn't
you
right.
Said, have we already had this before? Didn't this happen a couple weeks ago?
I thought so.
It happened today.
I thought so.
But speaking of Jake Berger, he is a devout Catholic. And he is crediting this team's recent hot streak to the new Pope.
Ah.
The American Chicago man, right?
Yep. He said, basically, I kind of thought new Pope, new me. He's a Midwestern guy like me. I was proud. And since he's been elected Pope, we've been rather hot, so maybe that is. Maybe it's just all about new Pope, new me, that new Jake Berger energy.
With new Pope energy, I think, is technically what that would be. Okay, did not think that's where we'd be going with this story, but whatever works for Berger.
Hey, whatever works for him.
Locked in. I think he's barreling it up. I think he leads the league in exit velo.
He does, or maybe hit it's balls.
Barrel percentage or something like that.
He's barreling the hell out of the ball.
He is about to absolutely go off. Mark my words.
I'm ready for it.
I think it starts this weekend.
Let's get it off.
You haven't really earned your stripes as a Ranger until you've whooped some Astro butt.
That's true. That's really when you're broken into your true Rangerdom.
Yeah, so I'm with you. Look forward to that this weekend.
All right, updates on your bullpen arms here that have the last couple of days.
Hashtag the bullpen is
effed. Manager Bruce Bochy said.
Are they?
No, the Rangers are waiting to hear how Luke Jackson and Chris Martin threw this afternoon. So they both threw. That's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Before they know, hey, moving forward, do they need to put one on the IL? They do have Cole Wynn, who's been absolutely dealing right now in the minors. He is here. He is Arlington. He was actually here yesterday doing some throwing. So if they do have to end up putting Jackson or Martin on the IL, it will be Cole Wynn, who's ready to rock. But the hope is, man, the fact they're both throwing, like Chris Martin, we talked about earlier, I thought that could have been a season ender the way that thing looked. It looked brutal. And then Luke Jackson's hand was freaking swollen up. He looked like he had three hands.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. So that's a Mickey Mouse hand.
Yeah.
You never want to pop. You never want to leave your appearance early, especially after just one pitch. If all three of those things happen at the same time, I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's about a 97% chance we won't see a pitch for at least 11 months. Chris Martin said, forget that.
Forget about
it. There's nothing better than Wolchek trying to fire up the fans that walk by and they look at him like he's some weirdo.
I'm trying, man.
He's old dude, his wife come really by. And Wolchek's like, woo, Rangers. Yeah. And the guy's looking at him like, what
are we doing? If you're coming out to the Globe, can we get fired up? Can we add some energy? I mean, this is the most flaccid crowd I've ever been around.
I do like that, but
except
please,
for our loyal Tolos right here.
Stop bowing up to the Astro fans so hard.
I'm sorry.
One of them's going to take you up on that.
It's Eagle fan and Astros fans. I can take a punch. I've been uppercutted before.
I'm just laughing. The dude gave Wolchek the look like,
he looked like he was embarrassed for me.
I think he flinched a little bit, like he thought you were going to like punch
him. I'm a lover, not a fighter, boys.
It is a little bit, it's not as much
it's
of
light.
A, it is light. It's
but
light.
It is, we have not seen a ton of Astro fans, which is good.
Yeah,
there haven't been a lot.
Matt
we
Smack,
are here
he
at the
needs to
backyard.
Keep his ass out.
They know it's over. They're a bunch of fair weather fans. They're not cheating anymore, you know.
They suck.
All their good players left.
Screw them. By the way, latest MLB power rankings just got released every Thursday on ESPN.
Number 12?
No.
Oh.
In fact, the Rangers have really slid down this bad boy.
Number 21.
18 is where our Texas Rangers are. Now, the Astros are one spot ahead of us at 17. That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
They're about to flip that around. But the little zerp here is an offense still trying to find its footing, placed its best hitter, Corey Seager. on the IL for the second time in less than 2 weeks. Wow. We know he's dealing with a hammy. We know. During that stretch, Rangers lost 8-10, winning one game by a 15-2 score but combining for 14 runs. The offense doesn't seem to flow quite the same without Seager. I'd like to just go on with what Boach was saying. They were able to go 40-20. The majority of that stretch was no Corey Seager. Now it's time for the burger. All right. Now it's time for Josh Young. Now it's time for Jock Peterson, who's DHing and hitting third tonight. Let's go ahead and find it. It seems like the Boone man has been able to get with Josh Young, and he's seeing the ball really, really well right now.
There you go.
So you really just, and maybe Adoli, maybe seeing the Houston Astros.
Yes.
We know what El Bombi can do when he gets hot. He can carry the lineup.
That'd be great.
Maybe this is all you need right now. You just see that orange, and El Bombi goes full crazy mode.
We're going to be fine. You know, I feel like as long as Josh Smith is playing the way they are and they don't have another injury, things will fall into place just fine here. And a lot of the guys have started to turn around their seasons offensively. We know how good the pitching is. They just need to stay in this fight till they get hot, they get everybody healthy.
Fat.
And, right. Yeah.
Let's wrap up around the bases with this audio. Red Sox outfield, they combined for this insane alley-oop catch. It had not happened in 22 years. You had to go back to September of 2003, a 9-8 flyout against the Tigers. This was on Red Sox TV last night.
It's Hunter Dobbins. First pitch swinging. Vaulted high and deep to right. Abreu's back at the track. Abreu, Rafael, and combined to make the catch! Are you kidding? Off Abreu's glove, and a basket catch from Zaidan!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was amazing. Abreu goes up. Ball pops out of his glove, back into play, and into the waiting glove of his teammate, Rafael. It was
an
incredible play.
And Rafael, he can run.
Yeah, he's
fast.
He
can cover some ground. So I'm not surprised he got over there.
And, you know, tonight, I think, is the start of another sweep. The broomsticks will be coming out this weekend. It's Degromination. Screw you, Hunter Brown. I know you've been really good against the Rangers. That ends tonight. Let's go. Start to get that silver boot back here at home.
Five-game heater. Rangers have turned things around. Pre-game's coming up here in 19 minutes. What are we doing next, Wolchuk?
Let's get you set for the Dallas Stars. And the Ohio lawmaker is proposing a bill to eliminate Buckeye noon game kickoffs. That's next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here in the nation.
Welcome back, Nation. We're live at the Globe here. Rangers, Astros pregame coming up at 6:30. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Wolchuk, Sporting.
Big game tonight. Your Dallas Stars in Winnipeg taking on Connor Hellebuyck and the Jets. Can they wrap this thing up in five, boys? We'll find out. It might be a Mikko Rantanen party. We'll have Puck Daddy on tomorrow. Greg Wyshynski's got an excellent article out right now on ESPN. And one of the quotes from Pete DeBoer, I think he's on a mission right now in regards to Mikko Rantanen. He has been a one-man wrecking crew. Him, Roope Hintz, Granlin, that Finnish mafia, that Finnish line has been absolutely phenomenal. But I did think Leah Simakopoulos had herself quite the article today, talking about some other stars that really need to step up and contribute. starts with Jason Robertson, Shiro. Certainly, Robertson's got 39 points in 49 career playoff games. That is something that I really didn't even think it was that high for him. But he has not been a bad playoff performer. There's moments where I think, you know, the physicality's lacked a little bit. Maybe been a little bit soft. But Robo, hopefully he gets some opportunities. The one that I think is right on the verge of it clicking is Matt Duchene. He scored 30 goals for the Stars in the regular season. He was one of four players to do so. And, you know, he ends up hitting the post in Game 4. I think tonight I would not be surprised if Matt Duchene finally got off the schneid and he gets his first goal of the postseason. He's a vocal leader. He's a veteran player. Tonight might be the night on the road. You saw him close it out in the second round against Colorado, I believe, against his former team in overtime. Tonight could be a big Matt Duchene night. I'm kind of putting in the call for him. I think he needs it, and I think he's due.
It just goes to show you how deep this team is, that they could have so many guys that were not, you know, producing really, and they've still, you know, managed to look like the better team by a large margin.
And then there's Wyatt Johnson. You know, Wyatt's pumped in a couple of goals, 16 points in 19 playoff games. You need him to get going here. Sags, we know. I mean, Sagan in the first round against Colorado, I thought Sags was pretty good. He's taken some really, really stupid penalties here in this series. He needs to get better. I mean, that line, right? Marchment, Sagan, Duchene. I talked about that with Leah. I think that line you need more from, especially if you're going to beat Edmonton. You haven't needed it against Winnipeg, but you're going to need them to step up against a high-powered offense in the Edmonton Oilers in the next round. That's going to be something I'm sure we're going to be talking about. But tonight's Game 5 in Winnipeg, I honestly, the whole time I was thinking here, boys, it's going to end up being a six-gamer. Winnipeg's going to go out fighting. Desperate team theory, Brian. They're going to go out there. They're going to get the win in Game 5. This thing's going to come home. Stars are going to wrap it up in six. But after the Oilers won last night, I think maybe you need to get this thing done tonight.
Yeah, I kind of – that's why I asked Leah this question as well. And I thought she did a heck of a job answering our questions, was who has to weather the storm the best in the first 10 minutes of this game? You know, because I have a feeling like Dallas is going to want to say, listen – we got to set a tone. We got to get an early goal. We got to take a crowd out of this. We got to create some doubt within the, you know, the in Winnipeg on their defense, maybe at their netminder. You know, at home they've had it pretty good, but create some early doubt. And but if Dallas on the other end gets down two goals, we saw what happens. It could be, you know, really an avalanche. You know, not to you could probably come up with a better term, but. Yeah, it just having
the momentum.
The momentum that so, I mean, Winnipeg's going to give you everything tonight.
They are. You're going to have to go earn it. I think this Stars team can.
Yeah.
But I would pick the Jets. You know, I just have to respect what they've accomplished so far this season. Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup at Master Control.
Go Rangers.
Just went 4.5 flawless once again.
Go
Rangers. Go Stars. Okay, thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us every day, 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks to Ruben Portillo, Remote Engineering, and for Brian Broaddus and Eric Chiafalo and Zach Wolchuk. I'm Gavin Dawson. Rangers and Astros pregame coming up here at 6:30. Till tomorrow at 2 o'clock, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.